Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, I've got Zia Ma with me, Director of Big Data Technologies with Intel. Welcome, Zia.
My pleasure.
So, Zia, why don't you give us a little bit of background about you and your role at Intel?
I'm the Big Data Engineering Director in Intel SSG, the Software and Services Group. I work for Michael Green, the Vice President of System Technology and Optimization Division. My organization was responsible for all the engineering aspects for supporting big data solution stack, from Intel architecture optimization to analytics to open source contribution. And I have been with Intel for about 15 years, had many different software management positions. I spent my first 10 years within Intel Technology Manufacturing Division, where I was responsible for delivering embedded software for factory equipment and databases for manufacturing execution systems and process control applications and user interfaces. And before this job, I was the product development software director of Intel IT, doing different software lifecycle management tools, infrastructure, and analytics applications to Intel software teams globally.
So you know a bit about how to drive analytics in a large enterprise.
Yes, I think so.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about your current role? And you know, the topic is big data, and it's intersect with open source. And I think that we've talked about big data quite a bit. Where are we in terms of delivery of solutions to enterprises to take advantage of these concepts coming out of big data?
You know, to continuously drive and towards our vision, now we are looking at three different aspects. The first is at the hardware level. We need to optimize big data on Intel architecture through partnering with companies like Cloudera. We need to better understand the new silicon roadmaps for things like non-volatile memory, like the new server roadmap, the Intel's quick assist technology, and then getting IA optimization for a big data Hadoop. Now, silicon is not all about the big data solution stack. At the data processing layer, this is the Hadoop layer, this is the Spark layer, we need to further our contribution in the open source community and drive up our leadership for key areas such as data storage, such as Spark, and security, etc. We need to influence the open source community for its technology directions, standardize the performance benchmarks, and showcase that big data runs best on Intel architecture and drive IA stickiness in industry.
You know, a lot of people talk about Hadoop, but there's other frameworks out there. There's other open source initiatives out there. Can you talk a little bit about what those are and how they fit together in terms of delivering analytic solutions?
You know, in today's market, the analytic solutions are the least mature comparing to the existing Hadoop solution or hardware solution. And there are many solution providers for analytics. We started collaborating across the company. We have been talking with our partners from Data Center Group, from Internet of Things Group, Intel Labs, Intel IT, Sales Marketing Team. We are looking at all the different IA-optimized building blocks for analytics and trying to figure out a way that to bring all these pieces together, and that way we can provide a framework or platform type of capability that can accelerate delivery of new vertical analytic solutions for different business segments and magnify IA optimization benefits and really showcase that IA-based big data solution give you the most complete and easiest experience. Under the analytics layer, obviously you need a very powerful data processing engine. Traditionally, there are many moving parts actually in the Hadoop layer. You know, we're talking about MapReduce, we talk about YARN, we talk about HDFS, the Hadoop distributed file system. But over the recent years, Spark is a new player that's coming into the picture. And as one of the rising stars in the big data space, this Spark become an Apache open source project top level in 2014. Now, comparing Spark to Hadoop MapReduce engine, because the Spark leverage in-memory computation, it uses a reusable RDD cache, so its performance can be 10x to 100x faster than the MapReduce engine. So because of that, Spark is getting a lot of attention and adoption in the industry, and it's growing bigger and bigger beyond its old Spark core project. Now it's getting into real-time processing and analytics building blocks such as machine learning libraries, graph analysis for graph computation, etc. So it's becoming one of the most active projects, and many of the Hadoop distributions now include Spark as part of their commercial release. Intel is a top three leader to Spark open source contribution. And also, we partner with many big organizations and companies for getting a real-time implementation of Spark. For example, we work with companies like Youku and a few other companies in China for the big data analytics application that's built on Spark.
When you talk to enterprises, when they look at these new solutions, how do they see them fitting in with a whole analytics strategy that includes some of the more traditional analytics solutions that they may have been using, such as SAP or Oracle? Do these things work synergistically?
Oracle and SAP, you know, they come from very different aspects for data management, and even they have their own analytics solutions. That's very well known to the industry. And then from the big data perspective, so as structured data and unstructured data, the definition for those two are getting more and more blurred. There is a clear need from the industry that we need to leverage all the data that's out there, structured or unstructured, bring them together, leverage all the possible data processing power, and then generate meaningful analytics or reports for decision making and business insights. So because of that, even though they come from very different perspectives, but over the time they start merging together, we're seeing better and better integration. And I'm sure things will continue to evolve in the future, but it's going to be, at the end, the biggest beneficiary is the big data end user. We will have more powerful knowledge generated from those integrated solutions.
In terms of your engineering objectives, if you wanted to put a call out to the developers that you are collaborating with, what are the things that you want them to know in terms of working with Intel and ensuring that as they work in this space that they're taking advantage of everything that Intel's offering in terms of optimization for IA?
At the hardware level, we want the developers to know, we want the broader community to know that we're looking at leveraging some of the latest silicon features such as long non-volatile memory, the server roadmap, quick assist technology, and getting different Hadoop components, Spark components, optimized on Intel architecture. And as we do that, we contribute back to open source. We want the broader developer community to take advantage of those features. There are a few of the areas that we're particularly driving. One is IA optimization for a project like Spark and Spark ecosystem, security. One of the recent progress that we made was we leverage the Intel's AES NI instruction set and drove up the encryption performance by more than 17x. The encryption at rest overhead used to be 52%, and now the overhead went down to 3%. And we contributed that to open source. Another area that we're looking at is an open stack integration with Hadoop. And we're continuing our contribution to data storage. We're looking at the latest in-memory distributed system like Tachyon. Now, at the analytics level, we're working with a few analytics solution providers and with open source community to see how we can help with the machine learning libraries, with graph analysis, with R on Spark, and so that we can accelerate the delivery of different vertical analytics applications.
Well, Zia, thank you for sharing this insight with us today. I learned a lot, and I'm sure the audience has as well. We'd love to have you back on the program soon.
Thank you for having me here.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.